I took the bar exam on the day Louise Brown, the first S2 baby, was born.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And it within 2 years after law school, I was speaking in Kiel, West Germany, at the first international conference on reproductive technologies. And so there were 164 doctors getting up, and at the time there'd been one birth in the world. And they were talking about, in large measure, their practices, but they'd also say things about the law, which were totally wrong. And so at that time, sperm donation was very widespread, but they were not keeping records on who the sperm donor was used in each case. And so you could have a sperm donor who passed on an infectious disease or a genetic disease, and you'd never know not to stop using their sperm. So wow. I saw a huge number of issues, including, you know, what happens once you isolate an embryo in a petri dish. You can do research, you can put it in a surrogate, you could put it in the wrong woman accidentally, you could freeze it. And so that started my interest in those issues,